Aircheckdownloads.com.
There's the headlines. We'll have the full stories at 8 o'clock.
Do we have to?
BBC Radio 2. Terry Wogan.
Could we forget him for Christmas? Hang on, here they come. The 7th Cavalry. Over the hill. Like myself. Happy Christmas. Anybody got a drink?
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here.
Bittersweet Christmas song. Stop the cavalry. Let's hope so. Jonah Louis, and one of my favourite Christmas songs. Good morning. How are you this Christmas Eve morning? Oh, it's here. Well, nearly. Monday, the 24th. You hardly need me to tell you that. How good to see the old back of Moor's Head on this Christmas week. It's my final week here with BBC Radio 2, at least for the moment, until I come crawling back. And how kind to open up the old mail and find a gift from Christine Farmaner of Warple Road, London. I'm sending you my hanky to dry your tears during the ensuing unpleasantness. Yeah. Funniest looking hanky I've ever seen. Huh? It's black lace hanky. Where do I wear that? Just a minute. It doesn't fit over my head. I'm going to leave it there anyway for the program. To dry your tears. Anyway, don't worry about returning it. I have another one. Oh, don't. You can drive a man insane with that kind of talk, Christine. I have another one. Anyway, when I sent my love, you didn't return that, did you? Anyway, greetings to you, Christine, and your daughter, Karen. I don't know what has you up on a Christmas Eve morning at this time of the day, but still, I'm glad of your company.
It don't matter to me.
It does.
If you really feel that.
Hey, ain't that lovely? We're just myself and my worthy engineers talking about that rara avis, the corporation holiday. It's a holiday here in the BBC this morning. Nothing creates ill feeling more than a holiday in the BBC, because those of us who have to work here, you know, I'd ask the legitimate question, what about those of us who have to work here? You come along, the doors are locked, you can't get in, and no chance of a cup of coffee at all, because the canteen is closed. Well, of course, nobody works at Christmas. It's all recorded, isn't it? Isn't it all recorded? You're not live, are you? Yes. But it won't be for long if I don't get a cup of coffee. I have a marvellous, the edition of The Listener, the Christmas double number, which is always a splendid magazine anyway, and Russell Twisker sent me this one, with the outtakes of the year. I shall belabour your lovely lug holes with these outtakes as we go through the programme this morning, if Russell doesn't mind. A nice quote here from Mike Smith on Breakfast Time, which, of course, I haven't seen. Probably from next week on I'll be able to look at it occasionally. Mike Smith on Breakfast Time. If you've woken up this morning with a pain in your back, you're probably not alone. We never put our foot in it here on the radio, do we? Only about every 10 seconds. It's 7:40 if you're rushing off anywhere. But if you're with the BBC, I wouldn't come in because it's closed. You're probably recording anyway, aren't you?
Since you've been away, tell me why.
It's got a bend in it.
Tell me why the road turns.
Ask Diana Ross to walk right through the world, me boys, without a Grecian bend. Lionel Richie wrote that. He writes everything. I'm sick of him. That's Missing You. And that really for me. To all of you, missing each other this Christmas. For goodness sake, sober up and look where you're going. Just looking at these outtakes again. Radio 4, the couple of famous Radio 4 outtakes. A Radio 4 continuity announcer. And now, like the Colossus of Rhodes, we bestride the Atlantic. And this is, I think, one of my very favourites. And now, just before the sinking of the Scharnhorst, attention all shipping. 8:16. This is Peter Skellen from the album Still Magic. Magic. Thank you for the cards and the little presents and Japanese, or is it a Chinese thought here? From John Brennan, alias Finn McCool.
Ishampu, Yang Eru.
One mountain, not nourish, two tiger. That's Peter Skellen. Nice way to get you on your feet, if indeed you must get up this Christmas Eve morning. And I hope you're well, and I hope you're looking forward to the Christmas as much as we all should be. Old Christmas spirit. Hey, hope it's a bit early for that. Oh, here's a picture of George. George the parrot. He doesn't really repay a close-up, does he, any more than the rest of us? Happy Christmas from George and Reggie, and so, dear Tell, this is green, this card. I know that because I'm getting a headache. And so, dear Tell, the time has come for you to wend your way. No need to think of turntables when you wake up each day. Yes, that's the first thing that comes into my head when I wake up in the morning, me turntables. No need to leap up out of bed and travel the M4 and listen to the wireless on and listen to Ray Moore. Instead, lie back among those sheets and start your days real slow. From George and I, we wish you well. We're sad you've got to go, will you? But when you got to go, you got to go. One man in his time plays many parts, you know. If he's lucky. Or for that again, he could be stuck as a chat show host for the rest of his life. Oh, he can't beat a good scratch at this hour of the morning, can he? Ooh. Ow. Ouch. No sin if you don't enjoy it.
When the night has come.
Yes, well, of course, that's Benny King from a compilation album called Ebony and Stand By Me. It's, 8:30 to 8:00. I suppose there is some shopping still to be done by many of us, by most of us probably, in a desperate rush. Everybody's been saying this Christmas, it's come as a terrible shock to me, you know, and I wasn't expecting Christmas so soon. That's true, I keep thinking it's on Friday. I can't believe I'd be here anyway tomorrow morning, incidentally. The great honour of having in the middle of the programme between 9 and 11... Her Majesty's speech, Christmas message. That's at 10 o'clock, I think. I can't tell you anything with any great exactitude because you cannot get a copy of the Radio Times Christmas edition in this building for love nor money. Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton.
Christmas without you.
Yes, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. Christmas without you. For all of you who are apart over Christmas. It's almost 4 minutes to eight. We'll have news on the hour, as Patrick Lunt promised. Ruby and Leonard Springer, thank you. Lovely cards. And this is the luckiest Christmas card in the whole world. It's being held by you all. It's Anne and Tony of the Jays. Crazy as Jaybirds in Ashington near Rochford. And indeed, buena suerte to you. And indeed, buena Navidad. Oh, we leap in and out of the stuff here, I can tell you. Oh, very nice. Well, Merry Christmas to all of you in hospital radio as well. They do a great deal of good work, particularly at this time of the year, keeping people who would rather be at home, obviously, happy. And they do it very selflessly and without any reward in the hospital wards and through the hospital radio all up and down the country. Send greetings to all of them in this happy and holy season. It's almost 3 minutes to eight. This is from a compilation album called Imaginations. It features Mark Knopfler and the theme from that marvellous, marvellous film, Local Hero. It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. Here's the news read by Patrick Lunt. And that's the news at 7 minutes past eight. Welcome back. Thank you, Patrick. Jolly glad of your company this Christmas Eve morning. Hi. You were at it last night, were you? I know you feel. I had a butt of Malmsey last night, and I think it's gone to me head. This is Greg Lake.
AirCheckDownloads.com.